We're speaking today with J.W. Matheson, clinic director and co-owner of Catalyst Sports Medicine in Hudson, Wisconsin. J.W., thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Frank. It's nice to be here.
J.W., why choose an integrated software system?
I think it's critical to choose an integrated software system because you need to always, at all times, have your finger on the pulse of the practice. And if it's not integrated, if your scheduling software doesn't talk to your billing software, or if your electronic documentation software doesn't talk to your billing software, you're really missing a lot of information, and you've really shortchanged yourself on the power of what you can accomplish when all the aspects of the program are tied together. Someone sent me on a Twitter a picture of 1993, and they had, I think it was 8 to 10 devices, and then they said in 2013, and they had just the iPhone. Before, you had the video camera and the Walkman and the laptop and the radio, and now you just have one device that we've all, a smartphone that we've all become so dependent on. And you need that integration. Just stay in business.
What sorts of problems can crop up for clinics that are operating on systems that are not using integrated software?
The biggest issue I see with the need to integrate between your billing and your scheduling, or your billing and your documentation, is just the need to translate. And oftentimes these programs are written on different operating systems or different foundation databases, and you spend so much time and effort getting one to talk to the other. I think everyone tries to be helpful and say, you know, I think we can get our programmers to get your program to talk to our program. And you go down that road, and it seems to become more and more problematic. And often by the end, you end up with something that doesn't work that well.
J.W., why is customization important?
Customization of a software program is important from a physical therapy perspective, and especially in physical therapy private practice, just from the wide variety of different patient populations that we treat. A therapist who's treating patients with women's health issues is going to need a different set of questions, different exam techniques, and different data collection categories than a outpatient orthopedic sports medicine physical therapist. A pediatric physical therapist is going to need access to different tests and different, again, database questions, outcome measures, than an outpatient sports medicine or outpatient orthopedic post-op. The software's ability to have that already made is beneficial, to have that variety already in the basic system. But more importantly, I really like software packages that allow you to do some of the customized changes yourself. And that's a trade-off. It takes time. So that first pediatric eval you do, or even getting down to post-op rotator cuff eval, if you can go through and set up that template, probably takes you 4 to 5 times as long as it would have just to even type it out, because you're setting up that database. But once that template's done, then you save lots of time and really get the benefit of the electronic documentation, where those fields are set and you can quickly go through and have that template specialized to that patient. That's one of the reasons I really like hands-on technology, the software that we use, TheraOffice and the different modules, is because we can do that customization. So I always say, when someone's looking for a electronic documentation system, you really need to look at what type of customized features do I need, and then how is that done? Do I have to ask for that, or can I make some of those changes myself? Again, all of us want different levels of ability to make the changes ourselves, and some people want, nope, I just want something that I can just fill in the blanks that needs to be made. But if you're someone that likes the ability to design the templates and create that system that's specialized to you, which many therapists are, then you need to look at that feature in the software program.
Is it difficult and expensive to customize a software package?
Again, I think it varies by the software package. The ones that allow you the ability to customize your evaluations and save those customizations to either you yourself as an individual therapist, or your practice or your clinic, that's inherent in the software. I don't think that's expensive. Where it gets expensive is if you have not done your homework up front, and you purchase the software and you say, gosh, I really wanted it to be able to do this. And so I think that's a really critical question is how much customization do you need? And can you look forward and say, well, once we have the software, I want it to be able to do A, B, and C.
JW, can you tell us, how is TheraOffice able to help you capture functional outcome measures?
Having it electronically just makes it so much easier. So you can have the patient, maybe they're getting ice on their knee at the end of their treatment, and you can hand them the iPad device or an input device, and you can say, you know, here they can fill out their functional patient report outcome measure, like the Oswestry or the lower extremity functional scale. And then you can also be recording while you're out, having them do a balance test or a sit-to-stand test. You can record that information and knowing that it's just getting inputted right into the software system. So you're documenting those outcomes on the fly, and it allows you to track and record those outcome measures.
What software features can help a practice make sure it's not leaving money on the table in terms of billing, reimbursement, or collections?
A software feature that I think is critical is the ability to run high-level reports that pulls from the three areas of the software. So we use hands-on technology, and the Thera Enterprise software, we can run reports in all those areas, accounting, scheduling, and billing. And so each department, when we have our monthly meetings, can present those reports and look at data. So the schedulers can put forth data on, you know, did all patients get checked in, and were all copays collected. We can run that report. And then you can run some drill-down reports that looks at how much did each therapist bill, how many visits, evals did they have, how many no-shows. And you can track. We track no-shows and cancellation rates. We want to see those numbers low. We look at units per visit, so what's the average the clinic's shooting for? We have an average that we want the clinic to hit, and then that's broken down by individual therapists. We can quickly click on some of the reports, the drill-down reports. You can take it all the way down to a patient visit, so you can start clicking and just keep getting more and more information and drill it down to a single episode of care. And so having that ability really lets you get a vibe on the practice and look at, you know, at any one moment in time, and we call those dashboard metrics, which is like in a dashboard of a car, you can see these key metrics and determine how well you're doing at that moment in time, month to month, and compare year to year, and January of 2014 and January of 2013. And so having that ability is only possible if everything is integrated. A software that does that for you is critical to running your company.
JW, how have you differentiated your practice in a rapidly changing healthcare environment? And do you see technology as a catalyst for change in the improvement of patient care?
We've had to change many things to try to change with the times and try to adapt to healthcare reform. I think it's both exciting and scary for private practice owners out there. I think those that are unwilling to change and to adapt are going to have a very difficult time moving forward. And technology is critical. It's a foundation to the changes we're making, whether it's collecting outcomes and sharing that with our payers. And we do that. We're unique in the sense that we actually have a pay-for-performance program with one of our payers where we get paid based on our outcomes. So we need to bring forth that data that looks at not only number of visits, but also how much functional change we're creating each visit compared to our peers, and they'll pay us more. But as one of the co-owners of Catalyst Sports Medicine, our motto is accelerating positive change. And I think technology is critical, and we have to collect data. And the most efficient way to do that is with technology, and you know, technology is increasing rapidly. And you have to stay abreast of that if you're going to continue to be efficient and adapt.
We've been speaking with J.W. Matheson, Clinic Director and Co-Owner of Catalyst Sports Medicine in Hudson, Wisconsin. JW, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.